destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, this is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. We're on every Monday night, 7 o'clock Pacific, actually it's 6:55 Pacific right now, and we go till close to 9 o'clock Pacific, so I'm glad to have you with us tonight. Hope you're having a good Monday. This show is based on destiny, as seen through numbers, and through the planets and stars and cycles of the Earth. We all have cycles. We all have karma. We all have a karmic map. We have a map of our karma that's represented by our birthday. Our birthday tells everything about our life. Many things can be predicted from a birthday the moment a child is born. Many things that will be accurate. How is that true? How is that possible? The stars are not causing us. I don't believe the stars make us do anything, the planets. I believe it's just that the universe is synchronistic. As above, so below. The microcosm equals the macrocosm. So here on the Earth is the microcosm, and the planets reflect that. If you know how to read it, if you know how to read the planets, you can read your destiny. I mean, the same holds true if you could look, if you could really read and understand. The same messages can be gotten from anything, really. You can look at your hands, the palms of your hands. You can look at the soles of your feet. You could look at your face, a person's face, and read from the shapes and the distinguishing characteristics. You could read similar information. And some people do this. There are people that read your head. There are people that read toes. I've heard of toe readings. I never had a toe reading, but I think that might be kind of fun. I happen to have been attracted to for a long time to astrology. I guess I heard about it when I was young, but when I really first heard about it, and somebody that I knew was doing reading, somebody that I really respected, and I realized that you could do a reading and kind of find out something about somebody on a more intimate level, I was just transfixed with the idea, and I began studying that very day. I mean, I got a book and started reading, and just as a hobby. But I found myself really interested in it. And it became a point where I thought, well, I'd like to do this as my work. I'd like to give readings for people. It took me a while before I had enough to say that was worth saying, before I could even do readings, but I got into it. And that's how it is in life. You know, a lot of our life is based on karma, and some of this karma is stuff that we don't even know where it came from. I mean, there's nothing in our memory that says, well, why should this have happened to me? And this is especially true when you're really young. I mean, when you're like in your teens and early 20s and up to 30 and even more, things happen in life that seem to have no bearing on anything that you did in this lifetime. And this is true for most of us. So we have to assume that if it wasn't from something we did now, it must have been from something we did before. And this is all how karma works. We see something happening and we think, well, maybe there was something that caused this event way in the past. So every birthday of the year gives a karmic pattern, and every year it'll be a little different each year too, even though card-wise, speaking from the destiny card system, You're born a certain day and a certain year. And it won't really matter about the year. The description of who you are will be the same. It'll be the same whether it's, you know, this year or next. But in astrology, there'll be differences. There'll be differences in an astrology chart from one year to the next, for sure. So it's all very specific. And with I use a combination of the cards and astrology. Here on the show, I just use the cards because astrology takes a little bit longer to access. I mean, theoretically, I could probably whip up a chart for somebody on the show here really quickly and say something meaningful. But I'd rather just focus on the cards because I'm here to sort of just show that you can just use the cards and get the information you're looking for. So that's part of what I'm doing. And I'm happy to do it, and I enjoy doing it. I enjoy this whole process of showing just how effective the cards can be. So your birthday defines something about you, something important, lots of things, actually, not just one thing. Your birthday tells a lot about your particular life karma. It describes things that will happen to you that you seem to have no reason for them happening early in life, and then later in life, patterns that you will experience as part of your existence will be defined by this card that you are, this birthday, which reveals a card, in most cases, two cards. Most of us have two cards, but there's a birth card, which is primary, and then a secondary card that we call the planetary ruling card, which is based on your sun sign and some other factors, not just your sun sign, but some other factors too. So today is March the 9th, and it's an appropriate day to be talking about this system because this is an Ace of Spades day, and the Ace of Spades is the one card in the whole deck that represents this system. It's the card of secrets. It's the card of ancient esoteric science and mysteries. It's the card of the mystery schools, of the magi. It's the card of all the secret orders that have gone before, who carried the sacred knowledge with them and transferred it and preserved it through time. Now, this doesn't mean necessarily that any person who's an Ace of Spades, born on this day, would even have any spiritual inclination at all. As a matter of fact, a lot of Ace of Spades do not. They have it within them. But what's interesting about an Ace of Spades is that there's an equal measure of ambition to create something in the material plane when you're an Ace of Spades. So in most cases, in today's society, especially in most cases, people born as an Ace of Spades, their energy will be funneled into work and career, achieving things, creating things. They'll be really ambitious. Even those who might be have other interests in other areas, in other Ace of Spades, but they'll still have a strong interest in their career. But today's birthday, being a Pisces, has a secondary ruling card, the planetary ruling card of the Two of Hearts. And Two of Hearts is a romance card. It's the sweetheart card. It's the card of the lovers. So anyone born today has a very strong drive towards romance and sex, as well as their career. So, and I'm sure that ends up being a little bit of a split for them, a little bit of a juggling act for them to have all this at the same time. And I know several people this birthday, and they've had many chapters of their life, one which will be completely devoted to career, and then they'll switch and go completely devoted to love and romance and sex for a strong period. So you have an ace and a two. It's a very unusual combination to have in a birthday. Ace being this ambitious and this loner, and two being the card of relationship. And more than that, the sexual romantic relationship, the lovers. People born today are very sweet, though. They're usually very caring. Anyone who's a Two of Hearts ruling card is, I call it the sweetheart card, because they're just so caring of other people. They're usually very tactful and considerate in the things they say and things they do with you. People born today, well, I guess it turns out that Barbie, the doll Barbie, has a birthday. I didn't know this. Barbie has a birthday. She's actually 50 years old today. Can you believe it? Still looking good after 50 years, if you're into that kind of thing. We have, let's see, who else? A lot of people actually born today. ABC anchor Charles Gibson, Jeffrey Osborne, the singer, actress Jamie Lynn Bauer. We have Linda Fiorentino and Juliette Binoche, and actor Emmanuel Lewis. We have rapper Bow Wow and actress Brittany Snow. Cato Kaelin, let's see, Brian Bosworth, and one of my favorite rock guitarists, Robin Trower. Most of these people are still alive. Happy birthday to all of you. Hope you're going to have a great year this year. That's basically how the system works. So tonight's topic, every night we have a topic every Monday night, and then we'll open the lines for readings. By the way, I had the wrong phone numbers in my broadcast. So if some of you were having trouble reaching me for a reading in the past, that should be different if you're looking at the new numbers that are posted in the email blast that went out today. I didn't know that they had changed some of the phone numbers. So I did, it was, you know, and I just kept putting in the ones I had, and it turns out that some of the numbers have changed when I wasn't looking. Okay? But now you have the latest and the greatest numbers. So at the around 7:30, I'll take the first break. And after that, you're welcome to call in and be my guest and ask a question about your life and make it a good one. Make it a good question, something that, you know, would really make a difference in your life. Let's have something that could be impactful for you. And I'll do my best. I'll do my best to answer that question for you. Some people try to squeeze in two or three questions. I sometimes have to limit it to one question, but, you know, I do my best. I'll do my best with you. So that's our usual format for the show. You're welcome to participate by calling in sometime around the half hour here. The topic tonight is Saturn. I've talked about Saturn before. I think it's one of my favorite topics, maybe because my card, the Queen of Diamonds, has a very strong Saturn influence to it. It's hard to explain exactly why the influence is there without you knowing more about the system, but suffice to say that the Queen of Diamonds is born under a Saturn influence. And so we know Saturn from our direct experience. We have a lot of direct experiences of the Saturn energy in our life. And Saturn is normally associated with hardship. It's normally associated with disappointment, with limitation, with restriction, with difficulties, challenges. This is how we normally associate Saturn. And when you think about the way our mind works, you know, in today's society, I mean, we're so future-oriented, a lot of us, and, you know, we have expectations about the future. And really, it doesn't really take a whole lot for us to have a bad day. If just two or three things, maybe in some cases just one thing, happens that happens not the way you planned it, you could be really upset. Or I could be really upset. And if you have a day where like three or four of these things happen in a row, you might really just, it might be so much that you just get really depressed even. Some people would get depressed with having so many difficult things happen in such a short period of time. So in a sense, we're sort of fragile in that way, I would say. And we're kind of fragile as a race of people. It's interesting. But Saturn is there, and it's interesting. Saturn is the fifth planet, which is very interesting about being the fifth planet, because being the fifth planet, Saturn is the last of the visible planets in our solar system. And it signifies something very, very important because of that. It's almost like it's the planet that's sort of like the symbol of our human existence and our human experience. And what's interesting is if you look at your body, you'll see that five, the number five is all throughout your body. We have five fingers on each hand, and toes also, of course. And if you look at your face, there are five holes, you might say, in your face. Two eyes, two nostrils, and a mouth. So if there was anything that you could say about our race as human beings is that we are a five race. We're a five race of people. Our whole society is basically structured on the number five, and we are a restless race. We're very restless, and we want to just experience everything in life. We have a desire to explore and to try things. This is what the number five is all about. You know, if you study the cards a little bit, you know that five has this basic meaning to it. Well, here we are, we're humans, and we are going to exemplify this energy. And you would think, oh, that's the way it is, but you may not ever imagine that it could be different somewhere else. What if we were in a solar system where there were only three planets that were visible to the naked eye? I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities. It just happened to be five. It happens to be where we live in this universe. And so five becomes our number. I used to watch Star Trek a lot, and I've mentioned this before, if you guys have listened to the show, but what was really fun about Star Trek was that they would go to all these different solar systems and visit other races and so forth, you know, and they would discover different, you know, peoples living in different kinds of beings living on different worlds. And they would always, whenever they saw the humans, they would say, what is it with you humans? You're never happy. You're always restless. What's the deal with you guys? It's funny that they had that on that show because it really is true about us. And it was, I thought that was really cool that they sort of captured that in that show. Like, they sort of pointed out how unusual that is that we are like this. So we have this desire for experience, and all of us have it on some level. And it's a progression, you might say, you know, which is interesting because that's just what a five is all about. A five is all about progression. You know, people who have a lot of five energy can be considered sort of pioneers. You might look at them and say they're pioneer-like, and they're always looking for progress. They're always seeking some form of progress in their life. They're pushing forward for something more than what is already there. And of course, along with that comes a certain sense of dissatisfaction. So there's a sense of dissatisfaction that comes with five energy as well, which is all connected to Saturn again. And this is where I'm getting around to Saturn here, so you can understand this. Imagine for a moment that Saturn is really this lord, this planetary lord that just says, hey, I want to make sure that you get all the experiences that you want in life. Now, you might say to Saturn, well, I only want the good experiences, not the bad ones. But who's actually saying that? And does it really make sense to say that? Does it really matter? Does it really matter? You know, is what you think you want, is that really the truth? I believe that we can look at Saturn and we can know that we probably really want to have a full experience of life. We want all of it. I think that we're thirsty for all of the experience of life. And therefore, if that's true, Saturn is just there to guarantee that we have the full experience of life. So he wants us to have all sides of it. And really, even people that have tragedies happen to them, years after it happens, they'll tell you, you know, I'm really glad I had this because I really wanted to experience this. And I mean things that you might think are terrible, like losing a leg or being, look at, you know, people that can't even move either one of their legs, or people that go blind, or people that lose things. And they say, you know, I learned so much from that. Having that experience enriched me in ways nothing else could have. So really, the only conflict we have with Saturn really is when we think whatever we're experiencing is something that we really don't want. And we, our little version of what we want and what's best for us is so limited. We really don't know. Not really. We don't really know what's the best for us. We have an idea. We know what we like and don't like. We know what's comfortable. We know what's uncomfortable. We know what's pleasurable. We know what's not pleasurable. But is that really what's good for us? That's the question. I believe that Saturn is really like the lord of this planet in a sense that, you know, he's there to make sure that we get really what we really want. Not what we say we want, but what we really want. And I sense that underneath Saturn's energy that there is an urge there for us to have growth. Growth spiritually, which means coming into a greater recognition of who we really are and coming into a more of acceptance of ourselves and others. And how is that going to happen unless it happens through a broadening of our experience? And who else is going to do it but Saturn? If everybody in this world had life just the way they want it, they would probably all vegetate and just die. If without these challenges in life that we encounter, there would be no building of character. There would be no sense of understanding that would be gained about life and about other people. So Saturn brings us all of these gifts. He brings spiritual growth. Now, the thing is, when Saturn's got a hold of us, we never like it because it's always something happening that's going against our expectations. We put an expectation in, something happens that goes outside of it, we don't like it, we resist, we fight, we have pain. We have a kind of pain that comes from expecting one thing and not getting it. It's the pain of not getting what we expected. It's not physical pain. Most pain that we feel in life has nothing to do with the physical pain. It's not somebody poking a needle into our arm. It's just us dealing with the disappointment of having to accept something that's happening that we don't want to happen. That's really all that it comes down to. And Saturn is usually the one behind this. It's interesting, I'm in my Saturn period right now, and I've had a few challenging things happen in this period. And I noticed that the cards told me I knew ahead of time what it might be. And sure enough, it basically played out in a similar way that I expected. Didn't make it any easier that I expected it. It wasn't that so much. But it's the lesson that Saturn was bringing that I had some trouble accepting in my life. But I didn't just stop. I just didn't kill myself. I didn't just give up. I hung in there with it to see if there's something I need to learn here. And I can see that it would not have been a problem for me if there hadn't already been something there that was already weak in that area. So I look at Saturn, the Saturn period each year. By the way, each of us has a Saturn period that lasts 52 days. It's the fifth period of our year, and the year begins on our birthday. You could sit down and calculate this by hand if you want, or you can go to my website or my books and look it up. But your Saturn period will be typically a difficult time of the year. But if you look at it, what the card is, I'm telling you, unless you had an issue in that area, the card will not affect you. I can tell you that for a fact. For example, if you had a Three of Hearts in Saturn, which would be a real uncertainty about love, fear about not getting enough love, maybe being in a love triangle that is difficult. Now, if you didn't have that issue of the fear about getting enough love and affection, that Three of Hearts in Saturn would not affect you. But it's all synchronistic in a way, and we usually get exactly what we need or what we want. So if it happens to you, whatever card you get in Saturn, if there's a challenge, know that that means there's something there to look at. There's something there to learn. There's something there that you can shift, usually in an attitude, usually in a way of looking at life. That's what usually has to happen. Now, when I wrote the email blast today about the show tonight, I said, no one escapes Saturn. I want to just comment about that. You know, no matter who you are in life, no matter how successful you are, Saturn is on you. Saturn is on everybody. Nobody escapes it. The most famous celebrities you can mention in this world, it doesn't matter who, have their own version of Saturn difficulties. And to them, they experience it to be just as hard, just as difficult as you may experience the Saturn in your life. Them having to learn their lesson, whatever it is just as hard as you having to learn your lessons, whatever they are. No one escapes this. So in that sense, we're all equal. We're all equal under the eyes of Saturn. No one escapes from Saturn. Everybody has to learn whatever it is they have to learn. And you wouldn't have incarnated here if you didn't have something to learn. Now, I imagine you could probably take drugs your whole life until you die, and you could probably escape anything uncomfortable in your life. But anybody who's not on drugs is dealing with Saturn on a daily basis. And especially when Saturn energy comes up, like in your Saturn period each year in the cards, and astrologically when you have Saturn transits, all this comes up because there's something there to look at. That's what it's all about. And no, I was just reading, you know, in the paper today about Rihanna, let's see, am I pronouncing that right? Rihanna? She's a Barbadian singer, with Chris Brown, you know. I mean, she's beautiful, she's famous, she's, you know, highly successful, probably wealthy, and yet she got beat up by her boyfriend. Beat up. He has 2 assault charges against him right now. He could go to jail. You know? So, I mean, you might think there's no one who's immune to Saturn. Nobody's immune. We all have to learn our lessons in our own time. So, in a way, I think we can be grateful for Saturn. Because Saturn, I find that I used to say Saturn is my friend, because Saturn's there to remind me many things. First of all, that I'm here to learn things in this lifetime. I've come here to learn. I've come here to grow. I appreciate that reminder. And I'm not perfect, and it's okay that I'm not perfect, but I can work on things. Saturn is my friend in that way. Saturn teaches me discipline, self-discipline. Saturn teaches me, most of all, though, to be aware of other people and be aware of how my words and my thoughts and my actions affect them. That's Saturn's main lesson for all of us. It's interesting that the planet Venus is connected to Saturn so strongly. I've talked about this before, but you have Saturn in its highest sign is the sign that's ruled by Venus, Libra. Saturn in Libra is the exalted Saturn. So there's a definite connection between Saturn and Venus. Love and fairness. And I think what Saturn's message is that real love is knowing that there's somebody else with you and what you do means something to them. How you act. I remember when I was in my teens, I was a pretty reckless driver. And I would just run through red lights. If there was nobody there, or, you know, coming the left and right, I would just run right through them. And later I realized that other people might see me do that. And if there's other people, like, on the other side of the street who were coming the same or opposite direction as me, or people behind me, and I run a red light, I realize that I'm not being aware of how my actions are affecting them. Sure, maybe it's not dangerous from the point of view that there's no cars coming and there's no cops there to catch me, but I wasn't being aware that this could affect the people that were there, that could see me do this. And once I had that awareness, I realized, well, that's not really cool to do that because it is affecting them, and probably in a negative way. They see me breaking the law right in front of them and so outrageously. So now I only run red lights when there's absolutely nobody there. But I still run them. As the Dalai Lama says, know the rules well so you can break them. So this is all I have to say about Saturn tonight. We're going to be talking tonight. Some of you tonight will be in your Saturn period. If you were born in July like me, most likely you are in Saturn period right now. And even some of you perhaps born in early August might be in Saturn right now. I'll be looking at your cards. I'll be helping you to understand what's going on, and you'll be able to ask me about what's going on and what's coming up. Okay? So all the lines are working. We're going to take a break now and listen to a song from my CD, Bhakti Rock. By the way, I have a new chant that I'm going to be recording soon, and once I get that done, I'll be playing that on the show too. On this break here, we're going to listen to the rock and roll number on my CD called Sitaram. And when we come back, we'll be taking your calls. We'll be back in about 6 minutes. Hope you're around, and I hope you call in. Be right back. Welcome back. That was Sita Ram, a rock and roll version of a fun chant. Hope you liked it. We do have a caller now from Boulder, Colorado. Her name is Michelle. Her birthday is November 29th, 1963. Are you there, Michelle?
Yes. Hi, Robert.
How are you?
Good. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Have we spoken before?
Yes, on the phone several times when I was loving the program.
Great. So, and you're born November 29th, 1963?
That's correct.
Okay, cool. So what would you like to talk about tonight?
So my question, well, actually, first I want to thank you so much for the program because it's really great to tune in, and it's just a great program, so thank you for doing this. And also, I just want to say, okay, I'm ruled astrologically by Saturn, meaning that it rules my south node. So I've always been in tune with the timings of Saturn. And my question is, I just wanted to see what you saw in the cards because, as a parent, I think my daughter leaving at 19 out of the house has been a big transition for me. And I was just wondering what you happened to see because, of course, I'm looking at my program here. And, this year I've got a six of spades in the Saturn. In my Saturn time, so I was just going to see what your take was.
Okay, all right. So, well, you know, that six of spades is combined with a seven of hearts, and that's significant because it tells, you know, a little bit more about it, like what it might be. A lot of times, things like this are things that you can't really tell ahead of time what actually will happen. Okay? Sometimes you can. You can be aware. So this is but what it appears to be is it appears to be like a karmic thing with somebody else where like maybe they felt betrayed by you in the past somehow or hurt by you in some way on a personal level and they come back at you in some way. Okay, that's a possibility. You follow me?
Yep.
But see, the most important thing here is that this is your rebirth year, age 45. It's a rebirth year.
Right.
And rebirth year is a blessed year. This is important to know. It's a blessed year. So actually, this is going to be a good year. Okay? So, you know, you might want to single out one period and say, oh, look at these bad cards. But I wouldn't actually even do that, see, necessarily. But, you know, if you really want to know what it might be, that's what I would say, you know, something like that. I wouldn't focus too much on it, though, because this is going to be a wish-fulfilling year for you in most respects. Okay?
Okay.
And, you know, you have a long-range card of an Eight of Spades. This is a very, very powerful card. And you have a King of Spades result. I mean, you're having all the cards you were born with in this one year. You're having your life spread cards all this year.
Right.
So you're getting a chance to really get in touch with you and your karma on a broad basis. In one year's time, it's going to be very interesting for you to go through this. You're already in it, actually.
Yeah.
So,
well, I looked at it. In my opinion, when I was looking at it, I thought, okay, now it's time for me to really be disciplined in my meditation, in my, you know, in my yoga, in my workout. I just took it as really an opportunity to prepare, I guess, for... I guess to fine-tune myself physically, mentally, spiritually, that's how I read it. So is that kind of
well,
like the same line, what you're saying?
Yeah, well, see, you're looking at the Six of Spades by itself, and yes, it's true that people that are Four of Hearts card, and there's other birthdays that have that card, they all have to be careful with their health, okay?
Right.
There's an indication because of the Six of Spades in Saturn that in past lives they didn't really take care of themselves physically. They ignored their health in some way. See? So in this lifetime, they don't get away with it. Now, I happen to have two good friends and a client that are all your birthday. Different years, but I seem to attract people of your birthday for some reason. I don't know what it is. But, you know, they're all good friends for the most part. I mean, they're all good friends. I shouldn't say for the most part. They all are good friends. And I watch them go, and Saturn has been in Sagittarius lately. I mean, in Virgo. So it's been squaring the Sagittarian stuff. Are you aware of this? Have you been experiencing this?
Yeah.
And several of them had health problems from this Saturn thing, you know. It manifested it as some health challenges for a couple of them that I know of. So, you know, I mean, this will be a time, yes, well, you're doing the right thing, I think, by sort of taking action about your health before the period comes. See? That's great. Now, if you can do that successfully, probably it's not going to be about health at all. It'll be about some personal matter with somebody.
Oh, joy.
Which I'm sure you can handle.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Does that help?
Yes, very much. Thank you.
All right. Well, great talking to you, Michelle. Thanks for being
tonight.
Have a great night.
Sure. You too. Bye-bye.
And speaking of Sagittarius, our next guest is a Sagittarius. Her name is, looks like Melora, and her birthday is December 19th, 1977. Are you there, Melora?
How are you?
Good. Did I say your name right?
You said it perfectly.
Oh, good. I wasn't sure. I was taking a risk.
Well, it was a great risk. It's actually rare when people pronounce my name correctly the first time.
Oh, well, it was just a wild guess. So, did I get your birthday right? Is it December 19th, 1977?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. So you're a Queen of Hearts and a Three of Hearts.
Yes.
And what would you like to know tonight? What would you like to find out?
Well, I have a twin sister, and we have a financial deal pending. And I'm looking at, I believe I'm in my Venus right now, and I'm just trying to figure out if now's the right time to be, signing contracts and things like that. And it's hard for us to tell if we should refer to the Three of Hearts or the Queen of Hearts. And how can you tell which one to refer to in different situations?
Well, it's a little challenging for you because they're both, number one, they're both your cards are heart cards. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that for business purposes, the queen is going to be stronger than the three.
Okay.
Unless the business happened to be like artistic somehow, like art.
It is an artistic business.
Can you be more specific? Like what?
That's all we do. We work with independent artists. We host events for independent artists.
Okay, that could be like Three of Hearts also. So I think you would look at both.
Okay.
I would say look at both, in both spreads, you know. Now, in terms of starting a time to start a business, what you want to do, it doesn't really matter so much about what period you're in. It matters, what matters is the birthday of that company.
Well, actually, the company is already, we're in our second year, and we're going into a different phase. And so we're about to sign some important paperwork to kind of join forces with another company.
So, see, that becomes a new entity.
Mm-hmm.
So it has its own birthday.
Oh, okay.
You see? So what I said applies. So the day you sign that contract becomes the birthday of this new entity, which is a business entity with somebody else, right? A partnership of some form, right? So you want to pick a good day for that. You want to pick a day that has good financial karma for that beginning, for that new business's birthday.
Okay.
It's like you were having a baby and you wanted to have the best day for the baby to have the best karma, you see.
Right.
I mean, you do your best. You can't, no one's perfect. You can't get everything usually, but you want to do your best to get the best day possible and then accept whatever happens.
Huh. Do you have any suggestions on that?
So the cards that have the best financial karma in general are the Six of Clubs, the Eight of Clubs, the Five of Clubs, because all these cards have really powerful cards in Jupiter.
Gotcha.
Okay? And you happen to have, you and your sister both happen to have the Millionaire's card in Jupiter this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have Seven of Diamonds in Jupiter. Well, the Five of Clubs has that for life. So a Five of Clubs day would be a great day to start your business.
Okay. Awesome.
I'm just giving you some examples. There's some other cards too. Like the King of Diamonds is usually a pretty good bet. They're pretty good. It's a pretty good money day all by itself. Two of Diamonds is also a good money day. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And those are some of the best, the ones I just gave you. So I'm sure you can find one of those card days during this time period that you want to sign contracts. I'm sure you can find one that would fit.
I'm sure we can, too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So then you'll have this new company that has a new birthday all of its own, and it'll be signified by the card of that day.
That's awesome. So normally, if it pertains to the arts, then we should really kind of focus on the Three of Hearts, because sometimes when we're looking at our chart, we try to figure out which one we should look at, you know, if it's about relationships or if it's about money. I'm not trying to go into five and six different questions, but I'm just trying to figure out, how do you know if you should look at your Three of Hearts?
Well, I think you need to look in both in your case, because I think both your cards are involved in this business. It's not just one or the other for you two.
Okay.
Three of Hearts is in there because it's art and because you like to meet a lot of people.
Yes. Definitely.
You know that's part of it, you know.
Mhm.
Right? So it's in there. You can't avoid it.
Right.
They're both in there, so you might as well just look at both of them. I'm not trying to find an easy way out of the question. I'm just telling you the truth that you probably need to look at.
Oh no, I hear you.
Yeah. In your case. Now, there are some cases where, like, you know, a person's birth card might be, like, any number, and then their ruling card could be, like, a King of Diamonds, right? Well, then you know they got to look at the King. It's real obvious in that case.
Right.
But it's not. That's not the case for you guys. So. Your cards are both, would both be significant for this type of work you're doing.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Is that helpful, Melora?
It is. It's very helpful. I'm pretty sure I'll be calling in some more, so it may be me or maybe my sister.
And you're right in San Francisco, right?
Yes.
Well, you're not far. I only live over in the East Bay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you
I'm in Concord. We have classes over here.
Like that?
We have classes over here twice a year. You might want to come to one sometime.
Yeah, definitely. Do not be surprised if you see two little afros coming up.
Love to have you.
Okay.
All right, Melora, have a great night.
You too, and thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we have time for another call before the break, but the two lines are open. Three and four are open now. We're going to talk now to Patty from Nevada City, whose birthday is June 3rd, 1952. Are you there, Patty?
He lost me.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, is this Patty?
Yes, it is.
I thought I lost you, Patty.
I thought you lost me, too.
Well, here we are. We made it.
Okay.
Good for us.
All right. I was in your class a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Great. I thought you must be one of the two from Nevada City.
Yep.
Who came. Well, nice to talk to you again.
Okay.
Do you want to get a reading tonight?
Pardon?
You want to get a reading tonight?
I do.
Okay. Shoot.
I have a question about my my birthday coming up in June, and this coming year, I have a nine of spades for my long range card,
mm-hmm.
and then I have it again for my Mercury.
Yes,
and
you
I'm,
do.
Pardon?
I said yes, you do.
Yes, I do. So I'm open to any thoughts you have on those. What kind of things do you see with people with those kind of cards?
Well, I wouldn't try to interpret those two together necessarily.
Well,
I would
just
first look at them separately.
Okay.
First. So nine of spades, long range. Well, something's going to come to an end, right?
Mm-hmm.
You probably already know what it is.
Oh, I can guess, you know.
Yeah, I think
I
think you already know. Okay.
Would you be concerned with having like the nine of spades as a long range and then a double influence in that Mercury period as well? I mean, does that intensify?
No, I wouldn't be concerned. No. But I would just be thinking, well, maybe this is going to get off to an early start for me, you know. Like I'm going to know right away, right after my birthday, the nature of what it is I need to let go of.
And with the King of Spades as the secondary card in Mercury.
Yeah, no problems.
Okay.
No problemo.
Okay.
King of Spades, you know, whatever happens, you'll be able to have success with it. You'll be victorious. Okay?
All
yeah,
right.
Something's going to come up. But see, you've got to be asking yourself, what do I need to let go of in my life?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for real.
Right.
And I'm not talking about messing around. I'm not talking about thinking about it. I'm talking about really doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you should know what I mean because you're a spade, you know. Talk only goes so far, but sometimes we've got to actually pick up and do something, see?
Right.
So are you preparing yourself for this? Are you aware of the potential of this?
There's a potential, yeah, that my whole life could change around then, and I might move and...
Yeah, you need to be prepared to move. You need to be prepared to let go and have your life be different than it's been.
Mm-hmm.
Something about the way your life is now is over.
And, yeah, I'm ready for that.
Oh, good, good.
So
yeah, I don't think this is going to be a bad thing. But everybody is a little bit resistant to endings. You know, it's human nature to resist and to not let go, not want to let go. It's just human nature, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like fear or something around the whole concept, that's just human nature. That's just the way everybody is around it, okay?
For me personally, I'm not as fearful about ending, like moving or changing my life. I would actually really welcome that. I'm more concerned about things like accident or illness.
Well, that stuff will only be necessary if you have completely ignored the need to change. That kind of stuff doesn't just happen to people. There aren't such thing as, you know, tragedies that just attack somebody for no reason. Those kind of things only happen to somebody who's completely ignoring the need to evolve and change and grow. And then they'll happen and look like a tragedy, though they are good, ultimately. So, you know, I don't think you're in that category.
No, I don't think so either.
So it should never, you shouldn't have to, you, I wouldn't be concerned about that. I don't think that's going to be the case for you. Okay?
Okay, good.
Yeah. I mean, I would be looking for, like, you know, are you married? I forget, I don't know, what's your status? Like,
I'm
married,
in a relationship, a long-term relationship.
Okay, is it fantastic?
Is there any relationship that's fantastic?
Well, not for an ace of spades or not.
Oh, it's imminent, you know.
Not for you.
It's fine at the moment.
Well, if it's not great, it's probably going to be gone. You know, it's going to have to go. It's got to be great to stick around, okay? Fine is not good enough.
Okay.
Fine's not going to cut it anymore, okay? And how about your job? Are you working somewhere? What are you doing?
I'm at home at the moment. See, I'd really like to be out in the world a little more, so that's where I would like to,
yeah,
to see.
Okay.
That's what I would like to see change.
Okay. Yeah, well, that could happen. That certainly could happen. I mean, your year is, you're going to find that, well, I'm actually, I had a nine of spades long range last year, and it affects everybody a little differently. It depends on their circumstances and what their history is and what they've been doing in their life, you know, up till now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say exactly how it's going to play out for somebody because there's room for a lot of variety there.
Right.
In the whole experience of it.
Right.
It will depends on really, like, where you're at in your life and have you really been paying attention and, you know, are you really doing what you really love to do, or is some part of your life basically not all that great, but you kind of like have succumbed to it? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
You know how we kind of resign ourselves to what we say, oh, this is okay. We go, this is okay. It's not so bad.
No, it's really not okay.
People in prison say that, you know. It's not so bad. I get 3 square meals a day. And I'm...
Right.
So it depends on your situation and, you know, where you're at is how this is going to play out. But a 9 is going to be an opportunity for you to let go of some things that have been sticking around for a long time that are no longer good for you on some level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there'll be things that when the time comes, I think you'll recognize them and it won't be a big deal.
Yeah, well, there's some things looming that should initiate some big changes, actually.
Okay, yeah. So you're already this is one of the benefits of the cards is that we're able to kind of get a little bit of a preparation time
mm-hmm.
for things, you know. We go, oh, okay, this is potential, okay. We get a chance to think about it ahead of time. So it doesn't just jump out of the bushes and surprise us too badly, see?
Right.
So that's a benefit. It's a good thing. And you're conscious now of this, and I think you're going to be fine with it. I didn't have anything dreadful happen to me during my nine of spades year at all, but there were some issues I had to face, and I really had to let go of some ways of being that I had been being for a long time. You know, I'm not going to get real personal here and tell you all the details of it, but basically I had to face some things in my life that it was things I was doing and things I was acting like that just weren't cool, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not just for me, but for other people around me. So, you know, I got in touch with those things, and I had an opportunity to let them go, and I did. So it depends on you exactly how it's going to play out, you know,
right.
The extent of that.
Right.
But I don't see tragedy here. I wouldn't be concerned about that.
All right. What would you say about the Queen of Spades and Pluto?
Well, the Queen of Spades and Pluto means the goal for you this coming year is going to be changing your life by changing yourself instead of trying to change other people.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
See, you're not just an Ace of Spades, Patty. You're also a Seven of Hearts. You know that.
Right.
Seven of Hearts like to change everybody else. It's one of their patterns. I'm not saying that you necessarily do this. How much you do it, but that's a typical pattern for Seven of Hearts people.
Yeah.
Is to want to have everybody else change instead of them. Okay?
Okay.
So,
That's probably
true. Queen of Spades, Pluto, means letting go of that. Oh. And instead of trying to change anybody else, just change yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means. Well, that's how I would interpret it.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know you that well, so I can't really speak from any kind of experience about you. I'm just giving you the theory based on the cards and, you know, the knowledge that I know I have from my experiences with the cards. So.
Interestingly, I know probably four, maybe five other people around me that we all have the Nine of Spades for our long
range.
What,
this year? For long range?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
You guys should start a little club.
we're the Nine of Spades club.
The Letting Go Club.
Uh-huh.
We're all going to... That'd be kind of nice to have a little support group for everybody to...
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that would be a good thing, you know, like
get
together once a month or something. And so what are you having to let go of this year?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That could be really helpful.
Some heavy duty stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I bet you for some of you it will be really difficult because some people this will be like the worst thing. Nine of Spades, long range would be really, really hard for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be that hard for you.
Well, good.
But you'll know that whatever's hard about it will be the extent of how attached you were on some level to something that wasn't good, you know?
Right. So, I know that it's all related to my level of resistance.
Yeah, I mean, and not just resistance, but attachment. You know, attachment to certain patterns.
Yeah.
Either of lifestyle or of relationship or of health. It could be anything. You know, it's our attachment to things being a certain way.
Right.
And then that's, of course, that's where the resistance comes from.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Well, it's great. And, you know, it'd be great for our listeners. And if you feel like calling back after the year gets started and let us know how this played out for you, it'd be really educational for all of us.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right.
You know, we'd love to hear what's going on, especially by your Venus period where you have two boyfriends at the same time.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. You don't know where I live.
Well, you have three of hearts in Venus, and you have a three of hearts environment, so...
Oh, you
don't
do,
know
don't I?
You don't know what I know.
Well, that'll
you know,
be
we got a little, you got a few months till that comes around, so a lot of things can change.
I guess so. Well, I'll keep in touch.
Okay, that'll be great.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
All right, Patty. Have a great night.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for being my guest. All right, we're going to take another break and listen to another song from my CD, Bhakti Rock. We have lines open if you would like to call in and ask a question about your cards, your future, your destiny. Please call in. We're going to listen to Krishna Hare Krishna on this break, and when we come back, we'll take your call.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Welcome back. That was Krishna Hare Krishna from my CD Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoyed it. So we have a lull tonight for some reason. Nobody else has called in to ask a question. The lines are empty. So we're going to take one more short break. And if nobody calls in, we're going to call it an early evening. So this is your last chance to call in and get a reading. On this break, we're going to listen to the song, and which one do I want to listen to? Sri Ram. We're going to listen to Sri Ram. When we come back, if there's any callers, we're going to keep going. Otherwise, we're just going to call it early night, and we're going to watch Dancing with the Stars. Okay, we're back in about 5 minutes after we listen to Sri Ram. Be right back.
Bye.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful evening. We do have some callers now. Thank you guys for calling in. Appreciate that. Our first caller now is named Suzanne. She's calling from Sacramento, local to where I live here. Her birthday is August 1st, 1950. Are you there, Suzanne?
Hi, Robert. Yes, I am here. Thanks for having a little, not going and watching Dancing with the Stars. Hopefully you're keeping it.
Yeah, I'm T-Rowing it. I'm not going to miss it.
As another Queen of Diamonds, I know these things are important.
Well, you know, dancing is really fun. That show is so much fun.
I know. Dancing is really fun. And I love it, too. I really love to dance. I have a question about, to continue the theme of Saturn. I'm in my Saturn period. And
You just started it, didn't you?
What?
You just started it like a week ago or so.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And John and I went to, you know, your seminar, I think, a few months back, and I did learn quite a lot more about the cards than I previously was aware of. So I'm starting to see, you know, a little bit more of the patterns, and I realize that almost every Saturn period, I usually get kind of like an illness or something.
Uh-huh.
But I'm thinking I'm going to beat it this time, but I don't know. I'm feeling positive.
Well, it's the time of the year. Saturn, it governs health matters. So whatever cards we have in Saturn, like a person could have like a money card in Saturn, for example, but it affects them health-wise because Saturn can do that, okay? It could have an effect on the health, even though the catalyst for it was something else, like a relationship or a financial issue or something along those lines. So, yeah, I mean, you can go into this period consciously and say, hey, I'm going to make this all work. I'm going to turn this around. I'm going to make it something good. And you likely could have success with that. I would certainly try it if I were you.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
John,
now you have a couple of nines. You have two nines in Saturn right now.
That's what he told me, yes, John, except with that. My husband.
And one of them is a nine of hearts. And the nine of spades is also connected to a six of hearts as an underlying influence. So it looks like some relationship is going to come to an end.
Okay.
Some significant relationship in your life. That's what it looks like.
Okay.
Now, that may or may not be a difficult situation. It depends on you and, you know, how attached you are to the person. I don't think it's happened yet. And it may not happen until the very end of the period. It may not happen until April.
Okay.
You know, so it's hard to say exactly how it's going to play out, but that's a... You know, if it were me, and I'm going to have this card myself in a couple of years, because he's just a couple of years older than me, I'd be prepared to let go, you know. I would say, well, whatever it is, or whoever it is, take it away.
Right.
You know.
Okay, well, that's
my
good,
attitude.
Good meditation to keep.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean,
well, that's...
usually this is... I mean, well, I would love to hear what happens. So, you know, when this thing does occur, I would love for you to call back and let us know what happened. Because a lot of people listening on this show are card students. And we learn a lot from people's experiences on the show.
Yeah, I agree.
I got a feeling it's not going to happen until April. That's the feeling I get.
Okay. So far things have been, I've noticed, now that, like I said, you know, John has studied the cards for many years, and I have studied them, but not like he has, not as much. But then you know, we went to that seminar, I think it was, it was about 6 months ago. I think it was last June. And I picked up a lot from that, from just being there. And
well, you've never really kind of made a decision to immerse yourself in it yet, you know.
No, you're right.
So,
and I think
But the fact of the matter is, the fact of the matter is, Suzanne, that this system is something you're destined to get involved in.
Well, I feel very, you know, we've been listening almost regularly. I mean, we're pretty regular listeners. You don't,
oh,
you don't know that.
Yeah, because you rarely call in, so.
Yeah, right. But John is really, he's very studious, and he tunes in a lot, almost every Monday.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
I can't say every Monday, but we're pretty regular.
Well, of course.
And it means a lot to me to plug into the vibration of the show. I think it's very helpful. Like, a lot of people say over and over again how much you help them. And as a Queen of Diamonds, I know it's really important to have that very powerful connection to help a broad spectrum of people. It's just such a gift. So I really take my hat off to you. And I really appreciate the constancy that you have with the show. It's been great to listen to.
I've missed a few, but overall, I'm here.
I know, you're pretty.
Thank
you're
you.
Good.
Thanks. Thank you, Suzanne. I really appreciate your compliments. Thank you very much.
That Cancerian, I mean, they show up. I mean, they do. I mean,
well,
so
we
anyway.
Are tenacious. If nothing else, we're tenacious.
Yes. So
we want to be.
So anyway, Robert, I thank you very much, and I will take. I'm going to take to heart the letting go part of it, and the Nine of Hearts and the Nine of Spades, and
if a relationship suddenly pops up, a relationship situation with somebody that you weren't expecting, and it looks like, you know, this is the end for you and them on some level, just remember, this was the thing. This is probably the thing. This is probably the relationship I need to let go of.
Yes, it's not an easy thing to do. So it's easy to talk about, but not so easy to do. So.
No, that's true. It's never easy. Well, it's not always hard, but usually in Saturn, it's one that we're already attached to in some way.
Yeah.
Usually, you know. So.
Right.
But you know, I wish you well with that, and keep it. Let us know if you think of it. Once you find out what it was, call us back and share if you don't mind. We'd love to. I'd like to hear what happened.
Okay. All right.
I'd like to hear how you got through it, what you did, you know, those kind of things. Really interesting. So.
Well, John, you know, John and I are looking forward to maybe coming down sometime and seeing you guys again sometime. But.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, you guys are welcome to come by here anytime if you're coming this way anyway. Why don't you stop over?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Well,
we'd love to see you guys.
Springtime.
Come
and
have lunch or something.
Come
have lunch, or we could go hiking or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay, well, the trees are blooming and beautiful out,
yeah.
So might do that.
So beautiful. Thanks, Suzanne. You guys have a great night. Say hi to John for me.
I will. Okay.
Okay.
Good night.
All right. Good night. Okay, our next caller has my birthday, July 3rd. She's born 1950. Her name is Barbara from Santa Barbara. Maybe she owns the place. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here.
Barbara,
did you say
from Santa Barbara?
Or 58?
He told me 50. Is it 58?
Yes, 58.
Oh, well, good.
You
just gained 8 years.
I know. Thank you. I go fast enough.
And you're in Saturn, too. Because
yes,
I know, because I'm still in Saturn. Until March 21st.
And I just went through having the worst flu I've ever had in my life.
Oh, wow.
And I haven't had the flu in years. And
I haven't got sick at all yet, but... So your son got it, and then you got it.
Yeah, but I just thought it was kind of funny. It was in Saturn period. And like you said, a lot of times you'll have money cards in Saturn, and I really didn't feel any money pressure, but I did get an illness.
Yeah. Sometimes it can be something else that catalyzes it, you know, that initiates it. It depends.
Yeah. So far, I'm making it through Saturn, so I'm almost there.
Oh, good. Still talking.
Yes, yes, now, right. So, but, you know, I was always curious about this King of Hearts result card this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that pretty much means you'll meet somebody? Is that...
Well, if you were happily married, it wouldn't mean that.
Oh, well, no, that's not the case.
Then maybe you will.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I'm definitely single and free.
Are you available to meet somebody?
Pretty much. I'm a little bit tied down with being a single mother, but I have a teenager, so it's not like he really needs me that much, and I have to commute to work. Uh-huh. And but you know, my work keeps me very busy too. But no, I have a very good social life, and so that's.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, but I don't really like just dating just for the sake of dating. If there's someone I'm really interested in, then great.
You're the same birthday as me. You have that Ace of Diamonds as a ruling card, so you're pretty selfish with your time. You know.
Yeah, I'm not going to waste my time with somebody I'm really not interested in. They can be my friend.
Well, yeah. And you know, your career is important to you, so it's going to take a lot to take your attention away from that, too.
Right. Yes.
You know?
Yes, and that is a priority right now.
You have to do something really special.
Yes, that's how I feel, too. And I was just wondering if that King of Hearts could mean that I'd finally meet someone that was really compatible.
Yes, it could, and maybe a King of Diamonds.
Oh, okay. And now,
have you ever met any King of Diamonds?
Have I what?
Have you ever met any King of Diamonds people?
Not that I know of.
Well, how do you avoid them?
I assume because it's a King of Diamonds and I'm a Queen of Diamonds, that probably means a past life connection, right?
Yeah, and it's a good connection.
I'll be on the lookout for a King of Diamonds. And also, I remember you saying once before, a King of Clubs would be good.
Yeah, King of Clubs also. I think King of Diamonds would be twice to a King of Clubs, yeah.
I'm going to stay away from Eight of Clubs. That doesn't work for me. I know that.
Well, sure. It doesn't work for them.
Yeah, true. So true.
You're their Pluto card.
Yes.
I'm sure it's a lot harder for them than it is for you, Barbara.
Yeah, I guess it was, you know, and now that I can look back and look at it all and see, I didn't know about the cards at the time, but to see how it all worked out, I can totally see how that worked out.
See, the thing about Eight of Clubs is you're also Neptune to them, so when they meet you, they really adore you. But then once they get to know you a little bit, the Pluto part shows up, and that probably really surprises them. And if they're not prepared for it, it could be like an atomic bomb of surprise for them.
Yes. Yeah. And for him, it's difficult. Was a control thing.
Well, all the eights are controlling, okay? But, of course, they can't control you. You're their Pluto card. They're not going to be able to control you.
Right, yeah.
They might try. They might try.
Yes, they did. They certainly did.
As I would say, you know, you're welcome to give it your best shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Go for it. See what happens.
I know. I think I'm done with that for now. I'll look for that King of Diamonds.
No, but you're Ace of Diamonds. Women always go back to their work. Always. Relationship is always like a short little. A little vacation, and then they go back to their work.
I could see that. I do love my work, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, your work is the thing that sustains you more than anything else.
I'm lucky enough to be an artist, and I get to make a living being an artist, so yes, I feel very, very fortunate about that.
Yeah.
Now, what about the Four of Hearts and Uranus? Does that mean anything?
Oh, coming up in your Uranus period, the Four of Hearts with the Jack of Spades?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a strong card for love, but it's a possibility. You know,
that is
it's possible.
And then is it mainly
now,
about
the thing
birthday?
Is, See, the thing, no, well, it is a good, it is, are you thinking of moving or something? Because you have a four spades there also.
Well, I would like to, I would like to get some sort of property while the real estate prices are depressed enough, but I'm owed money.
Well, this looks like a home that you would live in.
Yes, that's what I'd like to do. I wouldn't be able to move in it right away. But,
well, it could be faster than you think.
That would be nice. Well, I'm kind of stuck where I'm at until my son gets out of high school in another year and a half. And then I'm free to go where I want to go.
Okay, well, then why are you asking the question about the Uranus period?
You've
already decided it's not going to happen. If you've already decided that it's not a possibility, then why do you think it's... Why do you ask about it?
Well, my thought was get the property and rent it out for a year and a half. And then
I see. Well, possibly, but I would be looking at what you actually will do or can do. And there's an indication that you would have something to do with your own home that would be good. And there's an indication of a potential move here as well. So be open. You know, we make our plans and so forth, but sometimes situations can be easier than we expected.
Oh, yes, I know. Yeah, no, I am open.
And by the way, I just wanted to complete something with you about this King of Hearts. You know, it's connected with the Eight of Hearts. Okay, that's what's important here, is that there's an Eight of Hearts Pluto and King of Hearts result, okay? So that's telling you that in order to have the King of Hearts, you have to get out there and use your emotional power to get what you want. You have to take some action. It's not just going to happen, you waiting for it to happen, okay?
Right. No, I'm Queen of Diamonds, that's for sure.
Queen of Diamonds, okay. We have a lot of charm. We're very good at seducing other people.
Yeah, no, I can't. I have to say, I never have problem meeting guys that want to go out. It's just me wanting to go out with them. That's the catch.
Well, of course, but you know, all you got to do is get clear about what you want and then go get it.
Yes, you know? It's something.
So look at your challenge and result card are both about power. That means you getting focused on exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what the eight means. It means I'm getting really clear. I know now I can, because I know what I want, I get it instantly. See?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I can understand that. And I assume that the Queen of Spades as an environment, that's part of that too, that mastery, that changing yourself.
Well, that's in a different spread. That's in your Ace of Diamonds spread, which is a different matter, you know.
Oh.
See, the Queen of Diamonds part of you is the romantic part. The Ace of Diamonds is your career, okay? So you look at those two spreads as being referring to that part of your life.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's a good tip. Okay.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
Because you never know when you have so many cards, you're looking at four cards basically each period, you know, or...
Yeah, this is something I teach in my class, you know. You need to first really understand the difference between your birth card and your ruling card. And then you can say, okay, these are the cards in my birth card which pertain to this part of me. So Queen of Diamonds is definitely the part of you that's more relationship-oriented, okay? And the Ace of Diamonds is definitely your career. In your case, it's really easy to see the distinction. Not so easy for everybody to see the distinction, but it is for you, so that's good.
Okay. Oh, good. That's very helpful right there.
All right. Well, let us know what happens.
Okay, I will.
As time goes.
Yes, yeah. Well, and the result card, you can pretty much see that come to fruition closer to your birthday, right?
Usually, yeah. It usually occurs just before your birthday.
Okay.
So, you know, there's some room for variety there, but I think that's a good rule of thumb to, as an expectation, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, then I will definitely let you know.
Yeah, be love to find out what happened, because I got your cards in 3 years.
Yeah, I know. I got to pick up a lot of from your experiences, too. It's kind of nice when you have the same card as you, and then when you give your cards as an example, then it really means something.
Yeah. It's kind of funny.
That. So it's good. Yeah, it helps me out quite a bit.
Oh, good.
Okay. Well,
all right, Barbara, thank
you
for calling, and keep in touch, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take another break. We have no calls now waiting if no one calls. We're going to end early, and I'm going to go watch Dancing with the Stars. So it's up to you, folks. On this break, we're going to listen to Rama Rama, my other favorite song, the most recently recorded one, Rama Rama. And when we come back, if we have calls, we're going to keep going. We have time for at least two more people. So if you wanted to call in tonight, this is your chance. We'll be right back after Rama Rama. Welcome back. That was Rama Rama from my CD Bhakti Rock. We have a caller who's a joker calling in from Crestline, California. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
And how do you say your name?
Ami.
Ami.
Yes.
Okay. And you are a joker, December 31st.
Yes.
How do you like it?
Well, I would like to know more. I don't like it in some respects because everybody else has, like, stuff that they can look at, and I don't have nothing. I understand that I could be anything I want to be, but that's what my friend tells me.
Well, we can't read for you using this system. Now, you can get readings with astrology and other systems, but you can't get a reading with this system.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's actually, I have a lot of customers who are jokers, and they even buy my software because they like to read for other people,
mm-hmm.
and they know they can't read for themselves, and they're pretty happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
But my next door neighbor is a joker also, which is unusual because there's only one birthday of the year for that card. Kind of rare to meet one of you guys.
Right, that's what my friend says.
Yeah.
she has your book and she loves the cards.
You can certainly get a reading with astrology or numerology, and I'm sure it'll be helpful. I've done readings for jokers with astrology myself, so it's definitely possible. It's just that card-wise, you show up like a jack, but even like a super jack, in that you're always playing a role in life, you see?
Mm.
You understand?
Okay.
You are no card in the deck. Therefore, you can be any card in all cards whenever you choose. Now, that must be a little confusing, but you chose it.
I know that. Yes.
On some level, you know that.
What?
What's that?
Do some people not know that?
I said you chose it. Yeah.
Oh yes, I know that. I'm fully aware, and I'm fine that I chose it. Though, I mean, I'm good with it. I like to have just to learn about that kind of stuff, and so I was just like bummed but it's cool. Yes, that I can be, I guess, any card in the deck, but that's a little confusing and.
Uh-huh.
What did you mean by I was always playing a role?
Well, you're always playing a role. You're always on stage. You're always acting. You're being whoever you want to be for whoever you're with at that time.
Okay.
Some of the best actors and actresses are jokers, like Anthony Hopkins and Ben Kingsley and Val Kilmer. These guys are all jokers. Nobody knows how old they are or who they are.
Right. Okay.
Because they're so good at playing the role that they're playing.
Oh, okay.
It's a gift.
Right. No, yes.
It's a gift. So I appreciate you calling on me and just sharing yourself with us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
I
appreciate it.
And,
yeah, good. I'm glad you called.
I'm glad I called, too.
All right.
Thank
we have
you
a great
much.
Evening, and thanks for being my guest.
Thank you.
All right. Good night. Our next guest is Nikki from Fort Myers, June 1st, 1933. Are you there, Nikki?
I sure am. I'm glad I got a chance to call you. Well, I've had some... I know you don't get many older people, so I thought I would call and see what you had for me this year. I've had open heart... not open heart, but I've had heart surgery. And I was wondering how it was going to go. I don't seem to be.
When did you have the surgery?
I beg your pardon?
When did you have it?
February 4th.
Oh, you just had it?
Yes.
Wow.
And my computer is down, so I have to be. Pardon?
You picked a good year to have the surgery because you have very good influences for that.
I do. And financially, what do you see? And change of residence?
Well, you could change residence right now if you chose. You in the next month. Is that what you want?
No, it wouldn't be.
So, then why did you mention it?
Well, because the way financial things are going, you know, the economy and so forth, especially for a retiree.
Well, you know, everything is relative in life.
Right. So I'll get back.
What would be a wealthy would be different definition for each person. You know, some, for some people, $100 would be make them feel really good, and for other people, $1 million wouldn't be enough. You know.
Well, you want to be able to survive whatever's coming.
Well, you've survived so far quite well, but don't you worry all the time?
I beg your pardon?
Aren't you kind of a habitual worrier?
In a way, yes. You're right.
Yeah. So see, it's the real problem is not what's going on. It's the way your mind is always going over and over and over it and always making it a problem. Do you see that?
I see.
That's because you're a three. You're a three of spades, and you have a very creative mind, but it's not being used in a positive way. What it does is it makes a problem out of everything, your health especially. Your mind loves to focus on your health problems. Okay, that's typical for all three of spades people.
Mm.
But then the three of spades also worries about other things, money. And they just have a general sense of uncertainty about life. You understand? But,
yes, I do.
But they're the most creative card in the whole deck. They're the artist card. And if they get involved in doing something creative, they can find a lot of happiness.
Well, that's what I. That's the other reason I was calling. I would like to get into working with my daughter making jewelry.
That's a great idea. That would be fantastic. And that would actually take away a lot of your worry, believe it or not.
Right.
It would actually cause you to worry less, because all that mental activity you have would be focused into something positive.
Right.
That would be one of the best things that anybody could do in your situation. So I highly recommend that.
So
you have the Robert Camp seal of approval.
Okay, thanks. I'll have to call you because my computer crashed too, so when I get it back from the repair shop, I'll have to call you again.
Sure, that's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm always here.
I know. Okay, Robert, well, thank you. I'll be getting better, and I'll be able to function better this year, right?
Yes, but your mind is always going to torture you.
I know. Until
you get a handle on it.
Yeah, well, I try to meditate it away, you know, so.
Well, that doesn't work. You just sit there and you can't meditate. You just sit there and think about your problems.
I try not to do that. I mean, I really work at it, but...
I know you do, but it's impossible.
Well, right. You know, you can't. It's difficult to control the mind.
You can't. Nobody can control their mind. Right. No one's ever done it. No one ever will be able to.
I was planning a trip in August. You think that would be all right?
I haven't looked at that's in your next year. It's a good time for you. It's your Venus period, so I would say, sure, why not?
You're right. Okay.
Venus is a good time to travel. It's usually blessed.
Things super. That's great.
Yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Well, I love your program, and I hope it keeps on going and growing.
Oh, yeah, it will. And thank you for calling tonight, Nikki. It's good to hear from you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Thank you for taking the call. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Have a
great
night,
dear.
Keep
some sleep.
The good work. Thanks.
All right, good night. Yeah, they're up late there. This is late on the East Coast, and we have one last caller from the East Coast, and that's our first male caller tonight. His name is Jerry, born January 10th, 1942. Are you there, Jerry?
Sure am, Robert.
How's it going?
Very good. Well, could be better, I guess, but life is always full of surprises, and I think you probably see there, I have a three of spades and nine of spades. I just started here in Venus. And
how's that going?
My personality card is an ace of diamonds, and that one there looks a little bit here. I'm in a 10 of spades.
Yeah, 10 of spades and a 5 of spades.
Yeah. And I guess the question that I had is, I'm usually, well, being a 4 of spades, fairly solid, but having things that are kind of rocking me to the bone here, just changes in my life. And I'm just wondering if this, which one of these, does my personality card, those cards look okay, but does the birth card have more weight than a personality card in getting a reading for what
well,
we get?
Well, it depends. That can vary from year to year. I mean, you can't, you know what's going on in your life right now, right?
Yeah, yeah. I guess
whatever card you have isn't going to change that. You already know what it is and what you're having to deal with, okay?
Okay, just kind
so
of
that's what's
swallow.
On your plate to deal
I didn't
with.
Anticipate the, nine
the cards are just reminding you, but you already know what's on there, you know, right?
Okay. Well, the idea, like I said, is there generally the birth card, the one that leans the heaviest on our...
Not necessarily. It depends on this individual and the situation, because many of us identify stronger with our ruling card than our birth card.
Oh,
many of us
okay.
think we are that ruling card. Like, you're an Ace of Diamonds ruler, so am I. I'm an Ace of Diamonds ruler, too. And I really identify with that Ace of Diamonds. I see that ambition and the impatience. That's all Ace of Diamonds stuff, you know.
Okay. Okay. Well, I guess I'd have to say that's probably more me, too, then.
Yeah, and then my Queen of Diamonds part and your Four of Spades part is probably... Now, they're both work-oriented. I'm sure you like work because both your cards are oriented towards work, you know,
right.
and career and having money and being successful at something. Both of your cards have that. The Four tends to be more solid, though, than the Ace of Diamonds, right?
Right.
The Four is more steady and more consistent and, I'd say, you know, slightly more responsible in some ways. If you know what I mean, you know.
Right.
But not just by degrees, nothing major. You know, I'm not talking about any major difference, just by degrees, you know, slightly different.
Okay. Well,
so
my,
I would look at your cards and say, look at both of them. Well, what do they both tell you? Well, one, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. Should I do this? Should I do that? Something is
right.
coming to an end. Something has to end to make way for something better. And there's better coming your way, trust me. You're going to have a really fun year. Once you get out of this Venus period, things are going to really lighten up for you.
That's good news. That's,
yeah.
I guess I'm ready for that.
Yeah, you'll notice a big change once you get out of Venus. And it's going to be like clear sailing ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess maybe the Ten of Diamonds, long range diamonds, is that what you're basing
that's
or
not
predicating
a bad card.
On? Because right now,
that's
my
good card.
Spades,
that's a good
six of hearts, long range, and that's
you
like
got
a
all kinds of good cards.
Six of hearts?
You got all kinds of good cards.
Yeah, okay, well, it's just...
Now, are you single or married? What's your status?
Well, I'm single, but I'm in a relationship. I've been living with a lady for actually it'll be 11 years shortly, and I came up here to get married, and she's a five of diamonds, which is not terribly commitment prone, and it took reading your book to make me understand that she's not
uh-huh.
just being a difficult person; she's just being herself. And realizing, you know, that's, I guess
yeah.
if you have a pet tiger, you know, let's say you can pet it and it can be receptive to your good mood, but the tiger also is wired to bite you and can hurt you, you know, and all it's doing is being a tiger, it's not being a jerk. So I guess I'm learning
yeah.
a lot of things from the description of all these people here.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And then it allows you to kind of accept them for who they are and not want them to be different, you know? That's
yeah,
a great
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it's hard to swallow this one because it's not what I wanted, but she
right.
wants to move on,
and,
I guess this
and
nine
this
is
period,
telling
this,
me that...
This might be the period when you move on, you see?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And
well,
I
that's...
You,
I didn't think of yeah. it that much earlier, but I guess all of a sudden, just tonight, you know, things took a dramatic turn. I learned more information here that... is just showing me what's going on here, and I guess I didn't anticipate it to be so severe in a sense, but you know, not to be feared.
Sometimes
but, you know,
we put off things, you know, sometimes we know something's not working and we kind of put it off for one reason or the other. And then it shows up like an emergency almost sometimes, or like a big event, you know, because we waited so long to kind of deal with it.
Yeah, well, this just appeared, and I didn't anticipate any, but new things occurred that show me, wow, this nine is a serious business, or it's a change, like you said.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah, nine of spades is very serious.
Hey, well, I was taking it lightly, I guess, and I'm learning now that other cards, like I said, in the ace of diamonds, I guess, the ten of spades, and I guess that I just have to look to carry me through this mess.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's interesting, there's a lot of, you have underlying cards, too, that you're not aware of because they're not in the book, but there's also an ace of spades in this period, and you're meant to have a big dramatic change right now. So whatever happens is all going to be good. It's just not going to feel good for a little while because it's so sudden.
Okay. Well, I thank you for that. I guess I was looking for some sort of shining star coming out of all this, a good end result.
Well, see, as much as it hasn't been good for your girlfriend, it really hasn't been good for her. It really hasn't been good for you either, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
You've been living sort of a compromised version of your own life. I mean, Ace of Diamonds don't necessarily need to settle down.
Yeah. Well, I came here, like I said, I mean, we've had a rocky history. I mean, up and down, and apparently been together in past lives. And it's been interesting, and I love her dearly, but she's ready to move on, and she feels very, very bad about it. She says, I love you. She says, but this other fellow is like all of a sudden just taking precedence here. And
somebody else, yeah.
I don't know if he'll be around long because she's been, she's talked to a few psychics, and they all said the same thing. Jerry will be around, and Rick won't, you know, so that's the other fellow that, so.
Well, I tell you what, what's going to happen here, and this is my prediction for you, is that you're going to meet somebody, Jerry. Somebody new.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's what I have to say, and I'm going to have to run real quick because I'm running out of time this evening, but thanks a lot for calling. I really appreciate talking to you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Robert.
All right.
Have a good one.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Okay, we have just time for one quick question from Maria, born December 17th, 1960. Are you there, Maria? Hello? Hi, Maria. Maria,
Sal.
Can you hear me?
Sal, Robert, can you hear me? Yes.
Yeah, but I want you to listen for a moment, okay? I only have like a minute or two with you because we ran out of time, and there's another show after this. So if you have a quick question, please say it right now.
Okay. As you can see, I'm an Ace of Clubs, Three of Diamonds. I just met about 4 months ago, December 3rd, 1958, Two of Diamonds, Four of Spades. And this dude is totally rad, and I just kind of like want to know where we're headed.
Okay, well, I don't see a lot of indications card-wise of him in your spreads this year. I know that you have good connections with him because you're a Three of Diamonds, okay? Three of Diamonds, and he's a Two of Diamonds. It means you have a moon connection with him, which is the best connection you can have for a long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to leave you with one important bit of information, okay? And that is that you are the leader of this relationship. It's only going to go where you say it's going to go. And if you're not clear where you want it to go, it won't go anywhere. It's up to you to be clear of where it's going to go.
Why?
You understand? Because you're the boss in
this
relationship.
Why me, though?
Because of the way you, because of your cards, that's why.
I mean, he seems to be the one taking control of things, so.
He can't control it.
Why?
He may seem that way, but he can't. So I don't have time to explain all this to you because we're just running out of time. So you can call back next week, okay? But what I told you is true. If you think about it, you'll see that it's true. You are the one that decides where this is going. Trust me.
Is that a positive thing or is that a negative?
Sure it is. It's positive. You get to be the leader. Enjoy it. That's what I would
do. We're both Sagittarians. I mean, it's like he has like a triple Sag and I'm a triple Sag and it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fine. I'm just talking about the relationship between you.
Oh, okay.
So I have to go, and thanks for calling, Maria. I appreciate you calling. Call back next week. We'll have more time. Call a little earlier, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, we're ending a little early because we have a show that follows our show now on Monday nights. So this is Robert Lee Camp saying good night. If we have any extra time, I'm sure Seth will play the Gayatri mantra, otherwise we might go right into our next show. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. Have a great week. Good night. Robert Lee Camp.